Welcome to Impact Texas, a public service of Cumulus Media Dallas on New Country 96.3 KSCS.
So my name is Hondo. Each week we bring you events and organizations, issues, concerns all around North Texas, making a difference and having an impact on the lives of each and every one of the 17th annual Boots and Bandanas Eddie Dean's Ranch in Dallas, November 1st. Always a great time. I think I've been to this will be my third or fourth one, so I am definitely looking forward to that. Of course, a wonderful night benefiting my friends at Camp Summit, Texas. So that's what we're going to talk about for the next 30 minutes with my friend and the executive director, Carla Weiland, one of my best friends, Georgia White. How are you doing, Georgia?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You are sure welcome. And how are you? I haven't seen you for a year, it seems like.
I think it has been a year, so I'm great. Thank you very much. We enjoy coming and being able to talk about Boots and Bandanas and Camp Summit.
Yeah, it is such a, I can't count how many of these things I do every year, but this one I always look forward to. Obviously, I have a personal connection, not just with Camp Summit, but with this type of camp, having grown up with spina bifida and things like that and going to camp as a kid. Georgia and I talked about that last year. So there's that personal connection. But outside of that, it's just a really cool time, and it's a lot of fun. Eddie Dean's Ranch and the folks that cater in the food and all that, it's ridiculously good. And we raise a lot of money for a great cause. So let's start at the very beginning. Camp Summit has been around for how long? And kind of give us a little background on the history of it.
Great. Well, Camp Summit started back in 1947 as Camp Soroptimist. And we've been camping now for 71 years here in the Dallas area. And we serve, campers from all over, but our campers all have some type of disability.
So, and that's a couple things on there that you said. One, 71 years, that's a long time. Second thing I got out of that is Camp Soroptimist. Camp Summit is so much easier to say. I'm just saying. And then what makes Camp Summit really unique is, when I was a kid, and I can't remember who it was that put it on in Kansas, the JCs or somebody like that, you aged out of it. Not with Camp Summit. There are kids there. There's adults. There are folks there that have been going there for not quite 70 years, but many, 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 many years. And it's just anybody and everybody that has any kind of disability, whether it's developmental, physical, doesn't matter.
This is correct. We offer our services to campers starting at the age of 6, and we have no upper age limit. So our oldest camper that has ever attended has been 87 years old, and our longest term camper, Freddie, who will this summer was his 65th year of camp.
So he has on Freddie. Wow. Freddie's so funny. He's just man, when it's time to hit dinner. All right, Freddie, tell everybody it's time to hit dinner. Dinner's ready! He cracks me up. So he has almost been there from day one.
Yes, almost. So he is, he knows camp inside and out. He could probably run camp for us. Some days he thinks he does. So, and we let him.
Yeah, and then the one I went to, which I'm probably just going to get beat up by both of you because I have not been out to Paradise yet. But the one I went to see, George is already getting a look at me going, come on. The location I went to has changed, 3 years ago now? 2-3 years ago? I can't believe it's been that long ago. To Paradise, Texas. So talk a little bit about the new camp surroundings and Paradise, Texas, and what makes this campsite different than where you were at before for so many years.
Well, this site, number one, is ours. We own this property, so we own this camp outright, and it will be our forever home for all of our campers. So we will never have to leave. That's the best part. The camp is huge. It's 460 acres, so almost four times what we had before. And we were able to come in and renovate and build exactly what we wanted for our campers. So it is completely a camp that is completely accessible everywhere to every single camper.
Like Carla said, because of the move to Paradise, we've definitely been able to make every single activity 100% accessible to everyone. So fishing, the swimming, the riding horses, our ropes course, all of it does not matter your accessibility level. You can definitely do everything at camp.
And that's what I love. I was being facetious, obviously, because this camp is ridiculously cool. CampSummitTX.org is the website, and you can see all kinds of activities and information about them and these kiddos that are doing all kinds of, what are they doing? Arts and crafts and all kinds of, and horseback. Look, an archery. It's so cool. So really anything that what you would normally think about going on at camp for your child is available at this particular camp, correct?
Absolutely. It is a very typical resident sleepaway camp that anybody, if any memory you have of going to camp, we probably replicate that at Camp Summit. Our newest addition this year has been our Ropes Challenge course, which is just amazing for the campers. There's three separate kind of entities of that now. We have the elements of the ropes course. We have a climbing wall, two climbing walls actually, with two platforms to go down on the zip line. And then we have this most amazing, awesome swing that you are in a harness, your whole cabin pulls you up to the top of a pole and lets go, and you just go flying through the air. It's awesome.
I just found the best benefit for all those months of soda weight loss. I dropped 50 pounds, and I know why now. Oh, my goodness, I cannot wait. So, zip lines, really? Oh, man, I cannot wait for this. So here's one of the things. So when parents are thinking about sending their kids to camp, the standard scenario is, yay, vacation, right? When a parent of a child with special needs is considering when they're looking at going to camp, one, this is just like regular, quote-unquote, regular camp. They're there overnight. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go drop them off at 7:30. When I get off work, I'm going to come pick them up. Nope, you're at camp all week. So then you have, some parents may have trepidations about certain needs that their child may have, child or young adult or older adult may have, if they're the caretaker, regardless of their age, medicines and personal care and all of those things that go with taking care of somebody with special needs. How is that handled at Camp Summit?
Well, we train our staff to take the place of the parents. Now, we're never going to completely replace a parent, but to be able to take on that role as their parent and caregiver and learn how to take care of that individual as they are cared for at home. So we will spend the time at check-in and even before they arrive at camp with the parents on how to care for their loved one and how we can best accommodate their needs and replicate their care for them while at camp.
And then, again, the website is campsummittx.org. So what about, like, cost? Because obviously that's another big issue, especially with parents who have kids or young adults or adults that they're taking care of. Many of these parents are elderly now because their child, their quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes here, it's radio, their child is 40, 50, 60 years old, but are not able to live on their own. So they are doing what most parents don't ever have to think about, and that is taking care of a child for the rest of their life. With that comes great expense. So what about the cost? What if they're saying, well, it's too expensive to take my child to camp. It's just too expensive.
Well, we do have a cost to attend camp. However, we have a sliding scale fee, and then we offer camperships or a scholarship on top of that if needed by the family. So we do not turn anyone away if they're not able to pay. We will work with each individual with whatever their needs are to accommodate them coming to camp. So for some, they may pay the full fee, and others may pay as little as $50 or whatever they can. So 90% of our campers require assistance to come to camp, and we recognize that, which is why we have events like Boots and Bandanas, so that we can raise money and help subsidize that.
The cost.
Right, to come to camp. So it's very common to offer financial assistance to each and every one of our campers. That should be the last barrier that they have for coming to camp.
Should be the last reason, right? All right, so campsummittx.org, and I'm looking through this, Georgia, and when I think of camp, well, typically when people think of camp, I don't because I know better, but you think of a week during the summer, right, when people are out of school and we're going to go to camp for a week, and that's kind of it, and it's like 1 week during the summer. But I'm looking here. I see spring break. I see camp. Summer camp, and then I see fall camp. So this is like all year round.
Yes. So one of the things about Camp Summit that's unique is that we are a year-round camp. So we have 2 weeks of spring break camp, we have an entire summer season, and then an entire fall season. And then we also have some weekend sessions in there as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the weekend sessions and the one-day programs?
The one-day programs are our Camp Summit Fun Days, where you can come out with your family and kind of experience all of camp. We open the activities. You can bring a lunch and have a picnic. It's a really nice way to see camp without the commitment of actually staying for the full week. So if you haven't been to camp yet, that's a good way to come out and see it. The weekend sessions are condensed week-long camps. So come at Friday, you'll leave on Sunday, but you'll still get to do the fun camp stuff.
Who has the most trepidation usually? You've been there a long time, Carlos. So who has the most trepidation? The camper or the parent or the caretaker, I should say?
It's definitely the caretaker. Absolutely. You know, the campers, they often the caretakers often will say, oh, I don't know if my camper can handle it. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do well. They usually walk in that front gate and head off to their cabin and never look back, where the parents and the caregivers are a much different scenario, and that's understandable. You know, they are turning over their most prized possession over to us at that point in time and to care for them in a way that is the same as the parent would care for them.
One of the things that you and I talked about last year, Georgia, was independent living and how if you're a rebellious young person with a disability, and I mean, this may be a little bit too close to home, but you're a rebellious kid and parents are saying, no, you're going to be independent. You're going to be just like your siblings. You're going to be like everybody else. And you're going, I can't clean my room because I can't walk, right? Well, then you need to get your clothes and crawl your butt over and put your clothes where they belong. You're going to do it one way or another. It's easy for that to become kind of a point of conflict between said parents and child, trust me. But these kids, if they're able to somewhat maintain themselves, dress themselves and things like that, that sense of independence can be looked at in a different way at camp when they're around their peers and they see, oh, I'm not the only one, first of all. Second of all, if they're doing it, I can do this, and then it becomes cool versus frustration, right? So talk a little bit about Camp Power and how you all at Camp Summit helped kind of build that sense of independence for folks, which has got to be a huge relief for parents, trust me.
Yes, so Camp Power is a two-week program that we hold twice during the fall. A camper that qualifies for that program will come at the beginning of the week, and then they'll stay through the weekend and then stay another week at camp. And through those 2 weeks at camp, they do all the fun traditional camping activities. So because it's fall camp, we can't go swimming, but they still get to do the ropes course, they get to ride horses, but they also get to have that opportunity to experience that independent living. So they'll still be living in a cabin with a few staff members, but they will be expected to pick up after themselves. They'll be expected to get their own trays at meals. So they have that opportunity to see all of their friends, and it's kind of more of a leadership opportunity at camp. There are still our campers, and they're still there to have fun, but they're also there for a purpose.
Yeah, to kind of be an example for other folks. And talk about the volunteers. We talked about volunteers last year, Georgia and I did, but from the executive director, how long have you been the executive director now?
I've been with the organization now 15 years.
Okay, so a long time. So what are some of the success stories that you've seen from volunteers? We were talking about volunteers last year and how if you're not directly affected with either a sibling or yourself or maybe somebody you went to school with who has any kind of disability, physical, developmental, mental, whatever the case might be, being a volunteer at an organization like Camp Summit can really open your eyes to a lot of things. So talk a little bit about the volunteers and some of the success stories you've seen from these folks who are like walking away from a week at camp going, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
You know, we see it every day with our volunteers and with our staff that come and work during a season of camp. It is a life-changing experience for everybody who attends. You know, we have many people who come to the week of camp or to the season to work for us, and they think they know what they're getting themselves into, and they're there for all the right reasons, and they want to serve our campers, and they want to learn more about our campers. But when they leave at the end of their time, they're a changed person. It has affected them far more than they ever thought it would. It has changed their life and their outlook and how they treat other people with disabilities in the community. Many times they'll come back and they'll tell us, you know, I now work with somebody in a wheelchair, or I, you know somebody with a family member with a disability, and I have a whole different perspective on how to treat them, how to incorporate them into everyday life, how to be just a person, a good person with them. Our probably sitting here, our biggest success story over a volunteer is Georgia. Georgia started with us many years ago as a volunteer, worked for us many seasons at camp. And then when we had a full-time position here in the corporate office, she was a natural fit for that position and to come and join us on our team. So, you know, it fluctuates for every individual how long they stick around, but we've been blessed to have Georgia with us for so long.
And how long have you been here now?
About 10 years.
10 years. So what was the biggest takeaway when you were like 4 or 5 years old at Camp Summit? I'm joking. What was the biggest takeaway when you first started volunteering that made you say, okay, yeah, I really want to do this long term?
I think for me, it was the sense of community that the staff and the campers had together. For a staff, we were all there to help our campers have a great week at camp. Back when I started, we only had summer season, so it was, I mean, it's still just as crucial, but it was very crucial to make each experience unique for each camper. And then just the unconditional, amazing love that you get from the campers. They are just so excited that you are there. They just want to be your friend and they become your friends. So that's probably why I kept coming to camp and yeah.
Because a lot of them don't know any different. I mean, it's just life, right? And to be able to get out and just do normal stuff like zip lining, trust me, just found a reason to go to Paradise, Texas, y'all. Man alive, zip line, here I come. To do those kind of things that day-to-day activities at home they may not get to do, either because of wherever they're living, if they're living in an institution-type surrounding, or parents have other siblings and they just don't have the time, whatever the case might be, or trepidation parents. I mean, you know, there's some of those out there. I didn't have that. Mine were eager to push me out of my chair, but there are parents out there who are just coddling, and camp is a great way to break the coddling.
It absolutely is, and I think the parents realize that after the first time they've come to camp. You know, my great example is that parent who brings their child the first time to camp, and it was one of our moms, and she cried through the entire check-in process. This was after months of working with her. And another camper mom working with her saying, it's okay, you need to bring your son. It's going to be great for him. It's going to be great for you. It's great for the whole family. And she knew that cognitively, but in her heart, it was just ripping her apart. And she was a mess that first check-in. And it was almost a case of, you have to leave. Now is the time. And having that conversation lovingly with her. And, you know, last year, I think it was last year, she came and she dropped off her son and she's like, I'm out of here. We're on our honeymoon. Check you on Friday. And out the gate she went. So watching that process, but it took a few years for her to get to that. And, you know, and it was that not thinking anybody else could care for her son the way she does. And again, we're not going to replace mom, but we're going to replace much of that same love and affection for their children and take care of their needs that they have with us at camp. So
again, the website, again, my name is Hondo, by the way. It's Impact Texas. We're hanging out with Camp Summit Texas. George Wyatt is a development associate, and my friend Carla Weiland, of course, executive director for many, many years at Camp Summit Texas, which is celebrating 71 years, 17th now. Boots and bandanas coming up November 1st, Eddie Dean's Ranch. Always a good time. You should be there. We're talking about how many people are going to be there and how we want a lot more people there. So you need to be there as well. You can get details at campsummittx.org. We'll put it on social media as well here momentarily at Impact Texas. What about one of the things, it's great, and I don't want to call anybody out on this, but it's one thing when I go to certain walks and certain events, you've got a whole bunch of the people there that are coming together that all have either a child, a brother, sister, mother, whoever that's been affected by whatever that event is centered around, right? We need to get people involved in events like Boots and Bandanas and Camp Summit in general who know nothing about Camp Summit, who have no vested interest, don't have anybody with a disability. They may not even have a single bald person in their family. And they want to come to Boots and Bandanas because I want to know more about this bald person that you're talking about, this Hondo, right? We need to get people like that. And so when I think of that, I think about obviously running an organization like Camp Summit takes not just volunteers, but funding and getting organizations involved. So talk a little bit about the ACORN program, because getting organizations involved and understanding what Camp Summit is doing and how it's benefiting our community is crucial to make sure that events like camp in general, but boots and bandanas and things like that continue on for 18 plus more years.
Right. So our ACORN programs are programs that we'll do with other organizations and collaborate with them. So they come to us saying they want a camp experience. We find out what their needs are, and we work together with that organization, and we bring out whatever group of folks that they're interested in serving, and we work with them to offer our camping program to them. So it's an opportunity for people outside of the Camp Summit family to come into camp and see what camp is all about and experience it. It's that other organization being able to provide to their clients an experience unlike any other that they're able to do.
And it could be a corporate team building experience, right?
Absolutely. We also do those. So we'll have corporations come out. We'll have student groups come out. We have student service groups come out. So we have just a great combination of different groups that have come out and used our facility and our programming.
Yeah, so bowling is so 2016. And bake sales. No, we don't bowl at camp. Come out and do archery and zip lining. If you're a company and you want to do zip lining, campsummittx.org and email hondo.robertson@cumulus.com. I will support that cause. Let's talk about volunteers real quick, because an organization, as Georgia can attest to, or as you can attest to about Georgia, cannot be run without volunteers. So talk a little bit about volunteer process, requirements, and then we'll talk about donations and things like that outside of volunteers. But let's start with volunteers. The need for volunteers, what some of the volunteers have to do, and requirements for volunteers.
We actually use hundreds of volunteers throughout the year in many different aspects of what we do. Obvious one is first is with our campers coming out to camp and working with a camper, either over a weekend, one of the weekend sessions, or for a full week of camp or the day program. We'll use volunteers all the time for those programs. And those volunteers really do, any our volunteers that have contact with our campers go through a very strict application process. So there is an application that can be filled out online, and that needs to be done. References are checked. We do an interview with everyone. We do criminal background checks. It's a very thorough process because we're caring for so many wonderful people that we really want to make sure that the environment is as safe as possible. So those are our volunteers that work directly with our campers. We also utilize volunteers in our office here in the Dallas area for things like boots and bandanas that's coming up. We have a great team of volunteers that actually puts that event together with the assistance of the staff. But without those volunteers, we couldn't make it happen. We have another large event in the spring, a golf tournament. And again, that is run by a whole team of volunteers that come and help us put that together. So there's that aspect of volunteering. And then we have volunteers that are just needed in the office doing some clerical work for us and helping us with the day-to-day tasks within the office. So there's quite an array of ways that one can volunteer for camp. And we need all of them.
Very cool. And what are some of the tasks that the volunteers directly at camp, for the week of camp, all year round, what are some of the activities that the volunteers do with these campers?
Sure. So our volunteers go and hang out with a cabin. And so they go to activities with our campers. They help out at meals. It's pretty much helping out as a counselor, but you get to have a lot more fun.
Very cool. And besides, okay, zip lining, archery, horseback riding, arts and crafts, what other swimming? Except in the fall, but hey, I'm not afraid. What are some other activities that y'all have there?
Well, there's also sports and games, so we always have that going on. We have a new music garden, so we have a great performing arts kind of program, so that could be music or drama and that sort of thing. Photography.
Like live music, like live acoustic type music, like say somebody coming and bringing a guitar and singing to said campers?
We can certainly do that, yes. But our campers themselves will sometimes perform, whether that's with instruments or song or in our outdoor music garden now that we have with the very large, bigger-than-life instruments that they can play in our courtyard there so you can hear throughout camp.
Kind of like a talent show.
Absolutely. We do a lot of talent shows at camp, and they are amazing. Our campers are some talented individuals.
Boy, that got my wheels rolling, no pun intended, up in my head, I mean. That is very interesting. All right, so Cash is always king. We always talk about, you know, like North Texas Giving Day and things like that, donating. Outside of just writing a check to Camp Summit, how can folks give to this organization to help ensure that it continues on a daily and monthly and yearly basis?
Well, as you say, cash is king. We, you know, donations, straight donations are always great. But we have other ways to contribute as well. Boots and Bandanas, our golf tournament. We'll have small events sometimes that we'll push out through our social media avenues, as well as through our newsletters, things like Rough Riders games and restaurant nights and those sort of things that are some fundraisers for us as well. And then, of course, any donations of lists or of items off of our wish list on our website is also very helpful. And then we have a great support system in this community as well through the different foundations and individuals who will support us in their giving as the well.
To run a camp, what are some of the items that are on that wish list that Camp Summit needs on a daily basis?
We have lots of things on that wish list. We have stuff from our arts and crafts area, so construction paper, markers. We have stuff from sports and games, so basketballs, things to pump up the basketballs. We have Depends, I'm sure, and wipes and all those things that are very crucial in making sure that camp stays clean and safe.
Well, and you say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, right? Depends and wipes and things like that. But that's something you and I talked about, that if you are not directly affected by this on a daily basis, it may be something that you're not, like, you don't even think about having to either change a 40, 50, 60-year-old individual, 16-year-old individual, 18, whatever the case might be, or being that individual who has to experience that on a daily basis, which is why I said volunteerism at an organization like Camp Summit can definitely open your eyes and let the kids say you'll be adulting very quickly. Like, seriously, like, I mean, you'll walk away from a week going, oh, wow. It changes your perspective pretty quickly.
It certainly does. Our volunteers and staff who work with us, we're asking them to do a job that's unlike anything else they will ever do. And it's a job that the skills that they learn there, they're going to impact their lives forever with what they're doing. So, you know, you take one of our seasonal staff members or volunteers, you know, a college student, maybe 20 years old, 19, 20, 21 years old, coming out to camp, and they're caring sometimes for somebody three times their age. So that is something that as older adults, we know we're going to probably end up doing with our parents at some point. But you don't think of that when you're 18, 19, 20 years old. And that now you're suddenly caring for somebody who's probably older than your parents and in situations and doing a lot of that personal care that someone needs that they cannot do on their own. And it's a very humbling and a very, it's a growth time for our staff. But it's a great time for them to really understand the needs of others and become a much more giving and caring person.
Well said. All right. So let's talk about this real quick as we close. Georgia, November 1st, Eddie Dean's Ranch right down the road. Talk about Boots and Bandanas.
Yep. Boots and Bandanas is our largest event of the year. And that event helps us run camp throughout the entire year. It helps with camperships, scholarships, helps getting campers to camp. It's a really fun night. We have a great barbecue dinner from Eddie Dean's. We have a great band, Shoot Low Sheriff, that comes out and plays for us every year. A very unique and fun auction with lots of different items. And of course, Hondo will be there.
I thought for sure when she said a very unique, I thought, oh, great, here we go. Let's just bash the MC there for a moment. We have a very fun and unique MC. Oh, boy. That's true, too. All right, so, no, I love doing it. I think this is my fourth one, so I cannot wait. Of course, if you want more information, go to campsummittx.org. And about how many people usually? 400, 450, 500, 700, somewhere in there. We got plenty of room for you. CampSummitTX.org. Special thanks to Georgia and to Carla and for you to listen. You, the listener, again, Hooked on Phonics can help you too. If you missed anything, catch the podcast. Just hit up KSCS.com and it's all right there waiting for you to go back and get all the details you need for CampSummitTX.org. Till next week, go out and make it a great week. and Dare to Care.
You've been listening to Impact Texas on New Country 96.3 KSCS. Impact Texas is produced weekly as a public service of Cumulus Media Dallas. If you have a show idea or not-for-profit event, let us know about it at 214-523-2763. That's 214-523-2763. Thanks for listening to New Country 96.3 KSCS.